Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Podcast Summit. The Podcast Summit will teach you how to start, grow, and monetize your podcast to six figures and beyond. If you've been struggling with increasing your monthly downloads or getting your podcast to cover the bills, don't miss the Podcast Summit. It takes place this July 30th through 31st. It's coming right up. Collaborate in Miami with some of the most influential podcasters and their teams to increase your podcast listenership. Go to podcastsummit.com to learn more. Again, that's podcastsummit.com. Hey, this is Ariel. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds and a whole lot of new podcast recommendations this week. Last week, our theme was podcasts that punch up. Our curator was Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Daily Fail podcast. We listened to a bunch of great podcasts surrounding the idea of power in society, such as What a Creep, Fad Camp, Daily Fail, Canceled, and Fixing Famous People. All of those are about power, but they're also rooted in comedy. Thank you for curating that list for us, Kristen. We will link to those podcasts in the show notes of this episode in case you missed them. Now on to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called American Education. Our curator is Charles Fournier, creator and host of the podcast Those Who Can't Teach Anymore. In just a bit, you'll hear from Charles about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Near Death, a podcast about death that's somehow neither sad nor depressing. Then we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Now let's get to Charles with his recommendations for the theme American Education.
Hey folks, I'm Charles. I'm a freelance host, producer, and sound designer for Wyoming Public Radio. I've also created and produced an independent podcast looking at why teachers are leaving education called Those Who Can't Teach Anymore. Because outside of podcasting, I am a full-time high school English teacher. And this is why I chose the theme of American education. As a teacher, I so often wish that depictions and perceptions of education and teachers were just more realistic. I think in pop culture, we typically see the Robin Williamses or Miss Trunchbulls in education, which aren't the most honest depictions, and they might be hurting the overall view of education. So for this week, I want to highlight podcasts that, from a teacher's perspective, provide an honest view of American education. So the first episode I chose is called Stranger on the Side of the Road. This is from a series called Cowboy Up from Wyoming Public Radio's podcast, The Modern West. In this episode, Tennessee Watson tells the story of Kansas Charlie, who was the first person in the state of Wyoming ever officially executed. And Charlie was a teenager. So Tennessee uses this story to dig into why the American West incarcerates children at rates higher than anywhere else. And she looks at what schools and communities and governments can do to better their juvenile justice systems. And what I love about this series is that Tennessee does not shy away from difficult conversations. She talks to kids and families trying to navigate these systems, and she even points to how her research has forced her to address her own misconceptions about education, which is really refreshing. The next show I picked is the first episode in Nice White Parents. It's called The Book of Statuses. Nice White Parents is a New York Times podcast, and it is phenomenal. You need to set aside some time because it is a series that, once I started it, I just couldn't stop. Hannah Jaffe Walt starts by asking, why aren't public schools doing as good as they could be? Which I feel like is a question currently on a lot of people's minds. And she does this kind of case study of a New York City public school to try to answer that question. And what she finds is that white parents are having a huge impact shaping education, even if what they demand and what they do don't align. Hannah and her team do a wonderful job of looking through history and finding a spectrum of voices. And on top of all of the wonderful reporting and storytelling and sound design, just the overall production quality is immaculate. The third show I picked is the first episode from the series Sold a Story, which is created by American Public Media. And this episode's called The Problem. Emily Hanford is the narrator, and she has been reporting on why kids aren't learning to read for a while now. And the series pulls from that reporting to map out how disproven methods of reading instruction have gained footing in American schools. And I latched onto the show because as a high school English teacher, I felt the impacts of kids not being able to read when they get to my class. And this show fills in some gaps for me why that might be. It looks at these quote-unquote reading practices that just don't work, but were made popular because curriculums could be sold to schools. So when thinking about honesty in education, I love this whole series because it shows how bureaucracy and good marketing can hurt best practices and learning and just overall public education. Fourth is from Daphne Gomez's The Teacher Career Coach podcast. Daphne is a former educator who transitioned into a role where she now helps other teachers leave education. Her whole podcast is wonderful, and in her episodes, she typically interviews people, but the episode How Fear Holds Us Back is a little different, and it really hit home for me. So in this episode, Daphne opens up about her time as a teacher and her struggles with overcoming alcoholism and leaving education. The episode feels like an earnest pep talk from a close friend, and she explains how fear often gets in the way of teachers who are looking to leave education. I feel like this episode overall just gives a realistic image of what many teachers are going through, and it's an image that isn't well known by non-educators. The last episode I want to highlight is one that I created and produced with the help of a really, really wonderful team. It's from a narrative series called Those Who Can't Teach Anymore, and I'm going to focus on the first episode, Fight, Flight, or Apathy. This whole project was inspired by my wife leaving education and us having conversations about why people decide to leave teaching, and also how ridiculous teachers on TVs and movies are. So I went out to figure out why teachers are leaving and what can be done to maybe keep folks in education. I dig through the history of education, I think of my own experiences as a teacher, and most importantly, I speak with teachers about why they stay or leave education. This first episode focuses on three folks that I worked with, my wife included, to give an honest look at what teachers are going through and why they're leaving. My hope for this whole list is for people to gain a little more empathy. American education is in a rough spot at the moment. And so often, people outside of education have a lot of opinions about what should or shouldn't be done. Hopefully, by listening to some of these episodes, if you aren't in education, you will gain a little more of a realistic view of what's happening in education. And if you are in education, maybe these podcasts will validate some of your experiences and make you feel less alone or crazy. And idealistically, we'll all come together to figure out how to make public education good for everyone.
Thank you to Charles for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Charles's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can start listening right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode, as well as in our newsletter. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Near Death. Here's a bit about the show. If you were expecting a sad, depressing podcast about death, this is not it. Host Nikki Boyer introduces us to Reverend Peggy, who's been present for the final moments of nearly 2,000 people. A lead chaplain at one of the world's most renowned hospitals, Peggy shares with Nikki the most riveting end-of-life stories from her 20-year career in spiritual care, with one goal in mind: to help everyone be a little less afraid of death. Join Nikki and Reverend Peggy as they laugh, cry, and drink gin martinis. You can find and listen to Near Death wherever you get your podcasts. This week's theme of American education pairs well with Think Fast. Finley is a normal teenager. She stresses about school, boys, and her future. But when she gets the power to think fast, her world turns upside down faster than a speeding bullet. And guess what? Superpowers come with their own set of challenges and dilemmas that are just as nerve-wracking as real life itself. That's our fiction podcast pairing of the week, brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. Learn more at realm.fm and find the show linked in our show notes. And to close out the show for the week, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell recommends a show that I also highly recommend called The Girlfriends. In 1995, Carol Fisher was looking for love, so her friend Mindy introduced her to Bob Birnbaum, a Jewish plastic surgeon who flew planes and spoke several languages. He was perfect on paper, a fact that allowed Carol to dismiss several red flags, like telling her that his ex-wife Gail was missing and presumed dead, but he definitely did not kill her. Carol and Mindy start talking about him, and along with a bunch of other girlfriends, start this sort of armchair detective club where they attempt to track down what happened to Gail. It was a joke, but the dots start to connect in the podcast, The Girlfriends. I hope you're intrigued. Next, Interval Presents premiered its new celebrity interview series, Yeah, I Fucked That Up. Hosted by Grammy-nominated hitmaker Billy Mann, the podcast challenges the stigma of failure by showcasing stories of defeat and resilience from renowned entertainment industry figures. Kelly Rowland and Steven Van Zandt are the first two guests. Next, The Action Catalyst has announced Stephanie Moss as a new permanent host. Stephanie is a partner at Thinking Ahead Executive Search, where she's been a top leader for over 20 years. Her first full interview as a permanent host with NASA flight surgeon Dr. Ann Sung drops this week. And on the Earbuds blog, our newsletter and podcast coordinator Devin DeComo interviewed Jess Rothschild about her new podcast, Finding Fire Island. And we also have a list of best family podcasts for summer road trips curated by Heather Brooker. Find both of those blog posts linked in the show notes of this episode. Next, what are James Cridland and company covering in Pod News this week? We've got stories on the actor union SAG-AFTRA joining the writer's strike and how it impacts podcasting. And we've also got news and stats about YouTube podcast consumption. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. And that's it for this week. Thank you for hitting play on this episode. Now go and find another podcast to listen to. And let us know what that podcast was by leaving us a review for this podcast. Happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.